You know, for some reason, something I find confusing about the English language is, good morning is a greeting, good afternoon is a greeting, good evening, that makes sense, but for some reason, good night is not a greeting. It's only a well wish to the, you know, to your acquaintance for them to have some comfortable, you know, night, sleep tight, nice dreams. And fun fact, sleep tight is a phrase coming out of the time period when beds were made out of ropes. And the tighter they were, the more comfortable the beds were. So sleep tight then became, you know, synonymous with, more like synonymous with sleep comfortably. And even the time that we live in right now, and that is the time when beds are made out of springs, like metals. We just, well, the, you know, the sleep tight as a way of wishing someone to have a good night is stuck. Albeit, strings operate basically the same way. So if they are loose, that is one terribly uncomfortable bed. But if they are still tight, as in, you know, in the condition that you'd usually buy a brand new bed in, then that is something that is, that's, you know, that's more comfortable in comparison. Now, let's start, let's start today's, pulling heartstrings with two short stories. But before that, I would like to welcome you to Eagle FM, and thank you for choosing us to spend, you know, to send you off to dreamland after an exhausting day of being a productive citizen that you are. Or if you are listening from outside the country, don't worry, home is still here for you. Well, land of the brave, and we're still here, we're still here. Just eat healthy and take care of yourself, and eat, pray, love, and go out there and live a little. Go, you know, meet your acquaintance, do things that you like best, do things that makes you happy. And, you know, as long as you're not getting on, you know, you're not hurting others into doing that, because, well, serial killing may have made Jeffrey Dahmer happy, but that's not what we mean when we say go out there and do something that makes you happy. So it's rights and responsibilities. Now, wherever you tuned in from, thank you for choosing Eagle FM. And like I said yesterday, I will take you falling asleep to the sound of my voice as a compliment. Even if you fall asleep because of, now my voice is a bunch of octaves, or what they call those sound measurements, way lower than the matrix. Don't worry, she's going to be here tomorrow. So, for yesterday and today, just two more hours for you to bear the sound of my voice. And the next, you know, tomorrow, Matriarch is back. So until then, you have to deal with the patriarchy that is occupying today's, pulling heartstrings. Now back to a story. Today's subject is one of aging. You know, that scary, scary, irreversible, natural process that we all have to deal with. And, whatever age you are, sooner or later, we all deal with it. And it's been one of those, the fear of aging is not something that is new. It's, it's kind of like death. It has been with us as a species. It's one of those greatest equalizers, irrespective of your political status, or, you know, your power in society, or your, you know, your race, tribe. Age just comes naturally, and understandably, it's scary. I know, for, you know, and now, in a lot of societies, it's considered scary, but there are some interesting enough societies where it's considered a blessing to reach a certain age, because there are not a lot of people. Okay, we all grow up and reach a certain age where, where we hear of people passing, at a relatively young age. So I think when we look at we more often look at age more, or comparing ourselves in a very in a very negative way instead of looking at it in a positive way. Every year you hear of a funeral, and more often you hear of someone way younger than you that have passed. Now, we never really look at age like that and say, okay, you know what? They never got the chance to get to the age where I am. There are a lot of people that did not get the chance to get to the age where I am. And then, now looking at it from that angle would be more positive with aging, but it turns out it's an irreversible process, and just naturally when something is not something you don't control scares the Moses out of you. So back to the two stories now, but unfortunately now for a lot thanks to a lot of societal factors, more like societal perception really, we look at aging in somewhat a very negative way, which is why it's considered rude in a lot of in a lot of places minus South Korea. Oh, we're gonna get there in a few. Minus South Korea, interesting enough, to ask someone how old they are. Now it turns out in South Korea, for those of you that like K-drama, and I've come to learn that this is the K-drama, they're producing somewhat very entertaining content, very quality content that have gotten a lot of Namibians I know, especially ladies, that are glued to their screens, and that whole thing is in Korean, and mind you, Korean is in the top 10 of the most difficult languages on the planet, right next to Polish. Actually, is it Polish? Chinese, of course, and this is Mandarin. Mandarin Chinese is on top there. For some reason, Cantonese is way at the bottom. So Mandarin Chinese is on top there. Then you have Japanese in there. Then you have, then you have Korean there. Then you have, Finnish. Yeah, Finnish. Finnish also is just one whole language. Now, back to the Koreans. Now, the Korean language is compartmentalized in terms of respecting people because of their age. So it's very common for you to be asked, it turns out, how old are you? They're not being rude. They just want to find out how to address you, because their language is very specific when it comes to addressing people. So, take for example, there's one British guy that found himself in South Korea. Now, he found himself in a restaurant and he was served, food. After eating that food, he decided to use his Google Korean to say thank you to someone who looked to be in their 60s. Now, this British citizen under discussion was in their 20s, 23, 26, somewhere in that age. Now, he used his Google Korean to say, well, thank you, which according to, the story is, the British will just put everything in newspaper. I think that story came out in either BBC or The Guardian, which according to the British, which according to the Korean culture, this gentleman used the thank you that you would use with your peers, not someone who is in their 60s, because there is one, every age range has a different specific way of saying thank you. Something I looked at and went like, huh? Well, in the English language, for example, thank you is just thank you. Now, like in my language, for example, Ndangi, that's more like, has a lot of foreign language influence. Tunatumera, that's one that is a very Thimbukushu to the core. Natumera, that's something that I would say to, to people that are relatively younger. To Natumera, that's the more formal one addressing people that are more, that are older than you. That's just a short Thimbukushu crash course. Now, the two stories that the two stories that brought about this subject of today is one that is a couple of days ago I came across a TikTok trend where elderlies, these are people that are in their 60s and 70s and some of them in their 80s, where they were making videos, to the song titled The Night We Met, by the band, Lord Huron. I can't pronounce that right. It's a very, it's a very emotional song in a way that it was used because it was used by mostly elderlies, and they would use it in a video that was made up, that was made up of photos. These were pictures of elderly women when she was young, like in her early 20s, and they were glowing in their 20s compared to to what they look like now, like physically. The trend itself, I found it very interesting, but the comment section is one that actually took my attention, because I went through a bunch of comment sections on this video, and a lot of people, the most commonly left comment in there was that she was very beautiful when she was young. Age is, age still, is the biggest thief of beauty and physical strength. And basically, I think it draws, makes one understand why it is considered, as something, it's looked at more often in a negative light in a lot of cultures, or more like a lot of societies. Now, that is story number one. And story number two is coming out of a meme world. I'm a comedian, and I'm sorry, I can't shut down that part of me. That's a part of me. That's the part of me that I embrace more than anything else. And we'll get to the embracing a part of you in a few. In 2016, one meme for a Halloween, of a Halloween questionnaire hit the internet. Now, this is a picture of a Halloween questionnaire where kids are under the age of 10, it may see, from the pictures, either, 10, 11, 9, 10, 11 in that age range. They were asked one question. What scares you the most? And that is the question I extend to you right now, dear listener. What scares you the most? Now, different kids obviously gave their different answers of what scares them the most. Now, let me take you back to my compiled info. Now, this 2016 interesting meme now featured a group of pictures of about 5 kids answering the same question. They had their pictures, and right next to their very tiny, cute looking pictures was the answers they gave to the question, what scares you the most? And of course, the kids, they were just giving their the usual kid type of answers to the question of what scares you the most. Some said, one kid said werewolf, the others, said ghosts. I mean, we were all young. We all, at some point in our lives, were scared of ghosts. I've met, adults that are still scared of spiders to this day. Like, they will stand 10 kilometers away from them, from that spider, and ask you to drive that 10 kilometer distance to go and kill the spider for them. Don't do that. For me, spiders is one of those things that I can comfortably live with. I see them in my room all the time. It's just crawling all above the wall, and just like, well, as long as you don't get in my ear, I'm good. Whereas on the other hand, we have a different relationship. And actually, any other insects minus spiders, yeah, we have it. Now, mosquitoes are very nice singers, but the thing is they just sing you to sleep so they can drink your blood, so it's a scam, so not good friends. Now, back to the Dylan's, to the Dylan story. So, other kids get, one kid said their biggest fears were werewolves. The kid's biggest fear are werewolves. And the other kid, pointed out that ghosts, that is the kid's biggest fear. Now, these are very, these are answers that you'd expect from a kid. Now, it turns out, a kid named Dylan came up with a whole different, very grown-up answer. That is also somewhat of a food for thought, which is why the whole picture went viral in the first place. Now this is not something from the background search that I was able to do. This is something that was that was created by a comedy club for obviously entertainment purposes. It's not something that took place in real life. But Kid Dylan here, his answer was supposedly. His answer to the question, what scares you the most? Dylan responded, and I quote, "The unstoppable marching of time that is slowly guiding all, guiding us all towards an inevitable death." And the next kid was asked, okay, what are you most scared of after, the one that was asked after Dylan, her response was, right now, I'm mostly scared of Dylan. And if I was in that queue, I think I would have said the same thing. So, on the list of things that scares the mortality out, that scares the mortality out of us humans, is the discussion of aging. Now, this then draws us to what have we done about it? Oh, we have done a lot about it. But before we get there. While compiling all this information, I just decided to hop on the internet, and then I asked, the good old, Dr. Google, an out of the blue, or more like out of the AI definition of what is aging. I ran into a bunch of definitions, and I didn't get a satisfactory response that is actually in line with, in line with my topic. So I kept on searching. Turns out, try if you fail, try again. It turns out, well, it works. Now, so I decided to narrow down the question to the biological terms, how is aging defined in more like growing in biological terms? Now, turns out, according to Dr. Google, in biological terms, growth or growing up or age in reference to aging or growing older refers to the irreversible and permanent increase in the size, mass, or number of cells of an organism over time. That's some interesting definition. Now, that sounds good. Okay. Now, this is an increase in size. We all like to be tall. At least those of us that are heightically challenged would like to be tall. So the increase in size, increase in body, we go to the gym so we can gain muscles and all these things. So increase in body size, that doesn't sound very negative. Until you get to the point of irreversible, that's when a lot of immortality alarm bells now begin to ring. Like okay, And then now you have this, you know, now you have this whole very negative perception about age, where people, you know, are very comfortable telling you their age until they, you know, they reach the age of roughly 25, and then they become somewhat very sensitive about it. So anything over that, it's considered rude, which I still find very fascinating to this day. Now, so now that took me down, you know, down a rabbit hole of basically everything around the discussion of aging. So I decided to Google then went on to basically explain what some of the countermeasures. You know, I'm beginning to make it sound like a, you know, military attack. Some of the methods we as a species have employed to, or more like put in place to sort of like, we may not be able to reverse it completely, but sort of like delay the process. That's where the cosmetic industry comes in. Yo, it turns out it's a multi-billion dollar worldwide conglomerate. And it's all centered, like, this is how aging is, is very, I mean, even to those of us that do not like to admit it, that is a big deal. If you look at the cosmetic industry, you'll come to realize that it's a ginormous deal. Human beings, we just don't like to age above the age of, I don't know, 23. We just want to be 23, 24 forever. But unfortunately, that's one of those things that's not within our power. And all these are coming out of pressure out of society. In other words, this is actually friendly fire. We did this to ourselves. The whole perception, the whole beauty standards and the whole perception of what is a good, what is considered good looking or what is considered perfect in terms of physical in society, we did that to ourselves. We set the standards so high, knowing that we are setting these standards against a natural process we have no control over. Talk about being dumb. I mean, aren't we just dummies? We did that to ourselves. So, in other words, South Koreans are like, okay, well, how old are you so I can respect you? No, I'm not asking you because I'm, because I'm calling you old. No, I just want to respect you. Now, in one of the, is it, British or American Got Talent, there's this, funny, very, entertaining part where Katy Perry is one of the, the panel of the judges. And, they develop this very, a flirty-ish type of relationship with, flirty-ish for, flirty-ish for entertainment purposes or for emotional, genuine emotional response. I have no idea, but it was very entertaining. Where the guy that is, that was set to perform, approaches Katy Perry and tells her that, I respect you very much. And she hits the table and says, please don't respect me. And that's when I was like, oh, so that's also considered somewhat low key calling someone old. I know. So, when you look at it, you begin, now, when you look at it, from the, from the aging, like, more like from our response to this natural process we don't have control over, you begin to realize that, we are willing to do anything to delay the process. And by anything I mean, my dear Lord, do I mean anything? So, that part of anything is what I have for you on the dinner table of a pulling heartstring tonight. So let's first look at how much we are spending into beauty products, cosmetic, basically the cosmetic, the entire cosmetic industry is based on making people look younger. And this, like I pointed out, is a multi-billion dollar. And that's in US dollars. In Namibian dollars, it's a multi-trillion dollar worldwide conglomerate. And now, and that's an industry that's based on one thing, the fear of getting old. We don't like aging. And it's actually becoming very worse as the beauty standards change. And beauty standards have always changed all throughout history. Now, if you have a big forehead like mine, if you were born in medieval England, and you better hope you were white at the time, you were considered naturally beautiful because wider foreheads was a very, very, very highly sought after beauty standards in medieval England. If you are have a big forehead like yours truly here, wrong century. Right now, if you have a big forehead, you're considered, well, you know, part of the green energy initiative, you know, contributing solar type of energy. But beauty standards have now basically changed and are different from one society to another. For a large part of my childhood, as far as I remember, being fat was a compliment. I know. And I know in a lot of African cultures, being fat was a compliment. It shows that you are eating very well. In other words, it shows that you have food at home. Now, if you are naturally slim like me, you are mostly looked at as, does this guy even eat? And then we adopted, I think most of the beauty standards we have here are coming out of the colonial era. And this is where, you know, the whole, you know, long hair is considered, you know, an ideal beauty standard. And, you know, light skin is considered an ideal beauty standard. All these things are basically, the cosmetic industry monetizes on it big time. Before continuing commercial break.
Okuye kuranga o mathimbo ya mkucha omoroshe ketu na ompa ngothi njido mojira ngashi ino taaguru kila shampoka ino hinga kohio dungo ino hinga anumata era gapapa ino hingirira omorosho ka inatukara okutura onkaramu nyore moshiponga ino ninga omuyarurwa ino ninga oshinene nima kara omorongithi mojira omu inekewa ninga shoka sho mojira eto kupitha omuinyo.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. 29 minutes left to the hour of 11. Now, that makes sense when I say that in the morning. I'm used to saying that in the morning, but saying that in the middle of the night, yeah, that's a whole different ball game. So, let's look at the insecurity that we have built our society in. And we have built ourselves a very serious societal trap on this one. And it's costing us a lot. Now, and there is nothing wrong with, there is nothing wrong with looking beautiful. Everyone wants to look beautiful. Now, the thing is, I think one of the biggest problem is we haven't defined what being beautiful is. We only have like a few pointers that points in that direction. But, the lighter your skin is, you know, that's an ideal beauty standard. And if you have long hairs that's flowing all, that's flowing like a waterfall, even better. So if you have one that takes 10 years to comb straight, then that's not beautiful. But the good thing is I see a lot of Africans, and also a lot of Asians. Interesting enough, a lot of Asians, especially I think that was South Korea or Japan, where they are modifying their hair to look like the, you know, to be Afro. How they are pulling that off is beyond me. So while we are here buying hair extension, there are people halfway across the planet, somewhere in Asia, that would love to have the hair that you are covering up with that, virgin Brazilian hair. Maybe Brazilian hair, but the virgin part, that I will need a lot of convincing on that one. Now, how much money is being made on the, on our fear of aging by the cosmetic, by the anti-aging products, as they are called by Yahoo Finance. Yahoo Finance is a subsidiary of the Yahoo, which is a US-based tech giant. According to Yahoo Finance, the global market for anti-aging products is estimated at 41.2 billion US dollars, which is approximately 740 billion Namibian dollars. Now that was in 2023, and it is projected to reach 60 billion US dollars. That basically takes us into trillions in Namibian dollars, in Namibian dollar denomination by 2030. So if you are in the cosmetic industry line of work, congratulations. At least these numbers are indicating that something in your industry is going in the right direction in terms of economic trajectory. So, because that is just a lot of money. So, on the irreversible natural process, we don't have control over. We have, we are very persistent as, as human beings. I don't even understand the whole, which is very, contrary to, to what you see when you look into suicide statistics. Like, we are very stubborn as a species. We have a natural process called aging. You think we'll just throw in a towel and give up let it just happen because we have nothing to do. Nope. We decided to build product after product after product, and then we decided to shift into surgery, and things are getting even more sinister because it's a very lucrative. If an industry is lucrative, a lot of people, including people that are not qualified, begin to, to venture into that industry, and then you now have, therefore giving that industry a bad name. So, after, let me just get my billions. And, and some of the anti-aging products as they're being classified, I came across one, actually I came across it last year, where some of these products now, some of the products that are used to give people, especially those that can afford the products, because these products are pretty expensive, especially the high-end ones. Some of them are made up of something that can easily be looked at as a morally questionable, primary ingredient of a product to help someone look younger. Now, what am I talking about? Well, let me take you down that rabbit hole. Now, if I went down that rabbit hole, I'm dragging you along with me down that rabbit hole. Now, to understand how far humans are willing to go to prevent the process of aging, if you are not aware, you will be shocked to learn that a baby foreskin is a highly sought after product due to its use in mostly high-end facial skin treatment. baby foreskin. In a lot of countries, circumcision is, in some countries, circumcision is mandatory. Therefore, this is the part that sent the, chills down my spine now, because if you are using baby foreskin as a primary ingredient of your cosmetic product, my question is, who is your supplier? Like, are you working together with the hospitals so they can supply you just a bunch of freshly kept, newly acquired baby foreskin? And the babies these foreskins are taken from, their parents are being paid, right? Because the cost of living is really high. If you're going to use my, if I'm going to give you my child's foreskin, just, especially if you're making a lot of money from it, I need some of it to put in his college saving account. Now, the acquisition of this whole thing made me go, huh? Now, I think it was one of the celebrities. I think, I'm not sure, don't quote me on that, but I think it was Sandra Bullock. I'm not sure if I'm butchering that name here. Because there's a curse word similar to that again in the English language, and I think she's also English, which is just, something else. Now, the thing is, I think she was on Ellen DeGeneres' show where she talked about, there's this product that's made out, where she talks about, this product that gives you this, youthful type of look, youthful type of look that's made from, from baby foreskin oil. Like, I have so many questions. But anyway, that's actually how far we as human beings are willing to go to delay the process that is naturally irreversible. Now, growing is basically a multiplication of body cells. Biology, it's very basic biology. Anyone that did biology in high school learned that growing is an irreversible increase in body mass, and that means multiplication of body cells, like all the cells. Each and every day, your body cells, your cells are replacing the dead ones with new ones. That means a lot of cells that were present on you last week are gone. That means you are a whole new person, like literally this week. You are a whole new person, like on a cellular level. Ouch. Biology is somewhat scary. So, how far are we willing to go to, stay young? We are willing to use the oil from baby foreskin. Why babies? I didn't want to go down that rabbit hole for the sake of my sanity, because, well, I don't have money for therapy. Hang on a second. Does that mean adult too? Interesting. I have no idea, but if you look it up, and these are high end, and when I say high end cosmetic products, I mean celebrity level cosmetic products. So next time you look at a picture of a celebrity and start comparing yourself to them in terms of beauty, you have to understand baby oil circumcision. Baby oil circumcised skin is doing that. Do you want that on your skin? Sure. Well, of course, these are products that are acquired. And, of course, when it comes to, the use of these products on a commercial scale and the acquisition of these things, and basically the whole use of, baby foreskin in cosmetic products is, there are a lot of, tit for tat in terms of agreements for all moral, religious, and all types of reasons. But if you ask me, well, as long as the baby is healthy and is perfectly fine, as long as you are not cooking up the whole baby, I'm good. I mean, just go bananas. As long as there is concerned with the parent, because I just feel like the mother must be compensated because she needs that money to provide for that child. Thank you. If you can do that, you can just circumcise as many of them as you want, as long as there is consent with the parent. Or parents. Now, after coming across that piece of information, now, the morality part of me went, yikes, can never be me. I can never use this type of product. And then there's a comedian part of me that's always coming out, and that's the part that went, hang on a second. That means if you landed your tongue on someone who uses this product, does that mean you don't chop person finish? Then I decided, you know what? Let's come back to aging. Now, this is aging as in growing. I know there's a whole different slang of aging out there. That's not the aging I'm talking about. Now, the guys from Statista concluded that one of the most common reason behind the fear of aging is a self-inflicted wound. Like I pointed out, now the self-inflicted part is, I just shoved it in there because, well, I wanted to add my English to their statistics. We have done that to ourselves in a societal glorification of relating beauty to youthfulness, and that's not rocket science. All animals just look very adorable when they are still tiny. Have you seen a puppy? They look awesome. Have you seen a calf? They look awesome. And then they grow and then develop horns and then, they become aggressive and they start kicking. And by the way, when it comes to kicking, calves are the worst. Anyone that grew up at the farm understands that calves kick in machine gun. They don't do it once. Oh no. They double, triple, and quadruple. Commercial break.
Get to USAFE today where every penny counts. Pay only 139.99 Namibian dollars for selected Lavis Previn 1 washing powder. Cost only 34.99 Namibian dollars at USAFE. And a large tin Right Brand dog food just 26.99 Namibian dollars. USAFE, we all save at USAFE.
Welcome back. We all save at USAFE. So we continue. So we were using friendly fire. Basically, we set our own standards too high. And now that we cannot fulfill those standards in terms of basically beauty and, beauty standards, we decided to go as far as, using baby foreskin oil to, as an anti-aging guys, that's how far we're willing to go to look young. That's how much we're scared of growing old. And even those that say, "Anna, I'm not scared," low key, the fear is there. They're just very good at pretending not to be scared. And then there are those of us that are just paranoid that the name you mentioned, the word old, then we freak out and lose some sleep over it. I really hope you're not losing sleep over this. Don't worry. It's a natural process. And just look at it on the positive side. There are people that wished they reached your age, but they didn't. So, appreciate it from that angle. At least that's how I look at it. Because I went to school with friends. I have, I have both relatives and friends that I have lost. And, thirty first of October is my childhood friend's birthday, who one of those people that who you know that happened to be COVID-19 casualties. He was my age mate, so I like to look at it from the angle of I'm living for two. It's just that he was you know, he was better at booze than I am. So every time that, well, you know, well, we called him the tank because what you, I mean, he would just drink and drink and drink and drink and drink without getting drunk. Now, some of us, one or two beers and we're already spilling all the secrets. Bad idea. So basically, you know, giving me alcohol, you know, telling me secrets and then giving me alcohol, do it in reverse. Because doing it in that order is a bad idea. So, back to Statista, you know, on how we as a society have shot ourselves in the foot in terms of the beauty standards that we have set. Now, if you are young, according to society, you are considered beautiful, and the, and the beauty diminishes the older you grow, and that is a fact. Not according to society. Now, no one has set up this, this is a biological process. And there is nothing wrong with it. And based on this biological process, a multi-billion dollar industry is built. And again, it's not a crime. So don't look at it from that angle. Now, society then, this standard then, drives people in a, drives people, in different directions to look for basically the best way to, the best way to look young. Now, where are most of this influence coming from? Like I pointed out earlier, and Statista agrees with me, celebrity. We look at magazines, we look at movies, we are looking on especially social media, especially Instagram. You are looking at social media and you are seeing these figures of, these figures that are just, that are, praised by modern society. I mean, you look at the views, you look at the likes, you look at the, you look at the follows, and all that is based on that beauty. So the pressure then naturally just mounts for you to want to acquire that beauty. There's just one woman who doesn't want to bend, to bend to that pressure. She's a Zambian lawyer who was dragged on social media. I think that was about a week or two ago, after she put up a post of herself, and the internet went nuts. Like, she was dragged on social media like crazy. She was called names after names after names. Now, that in a way that a lot of us would have just deleted the picture. But she didn't. Actually, she went on to post more pictures and made it clear that, I don't know from which point you are posting, you are making all these posts from, but I'm not going to claim that I'm the most beautiful woman on this planet, but I'm fine with who I am. Much respect. Like she basically said that. I'm proud of that woman. Because she stood her ground. Some of us, one negative comment on your video or picture, you deactivate the account and throw away your phone. But she didn't. That woman is tough. That woman sets the standard of, just how strong some people are. And it basically, sets a good example over the importance of accepting who you are. You know. And someone puts on weight and people tell them, well, you are just beautiful the way you are. And then I tell them, I'm just handsome the way I am, right? I know you're too short. I'm like, come on, seriously? Well, I'm not handsome the way I am, really? But anyway, putting all that aside, that's a mind the gap-ish, creeping in. Statista points out that, society. Society drives people in every way to look beautiful. They see it on television, in movies, and in magazines. And the social pressure associated with physical appearance is typically much greater for girls and women than it is in boys and men. Generally, in every society, beauty standards are just more harsh in women than they are in men. Have you ever run into into people that are twins, like as you know, like they came as a pair? One of my friends is a twin. I'm one of those people that actually like to make fun of him. That man, your sister is beautiful. You, on the other hand, I mean, you look the same, but she's really pretty. You are. I don't know, but that's just a straight guy talking. That's just a straight guy talking, and it's, well, it's also true. Really hope he's not listening. I was busy supervising ships coming into the country, so really, most likely, you know, just dead asleep by now. So we have set standards, and we have decided to parade all the standards all across the internet, where beauty is associated with youthfulness, not useless, not usefulness, albeit that's also a part of it. So there is then so much emphasis on youthfulness in the cosmetic industry, and is taking full advantage of this persona. That is according to statistics, that not me, that someone in the history of our species realized that it's very easy to monetize on our insecurities. When something that we are not secure about, if someone finds a way to monetize that, we are going to give them all our money. And that explains the multi-trillion dollar-ness of the cosmetic industry. Now, for women planning to have kids, then, you know, the pressure of aging, the pressure increases basically, because reproduction also, has its peak in a certain age range, which is where subjects like menopause now comes in. So, for women planning to have kids, the pressure mounts beyond beauty standards when it comes to aging. So throw in the economic problems, or more like, the cost of living. It can be, very exhausting to try and figure everything out. Plus, life is also very brutal in a way that, you only have one. It's not like you can leave one and make all the mistakes and learn and then come back and then leave a perfect one. Nope. You have to juggle them all. So you have to leave, make mistakes and learn from them instead of mopping on them. Now that's the most difficult thing to do, because when you make a mistake, we spend more time trying to wish we had a time machine to rewind and go and fix everything. But again, that's one of those things that we cannot. Talking from experience, I'm in my 30s, so believe me, I know what I'm talking about. We have all, at some points in our lives, or maybe it's just me, made a mistake that is so diabolical. You wish you had a time machine to go and rewind it. But again, if there's one thing that life is, life has taught. The way that life is basically structured is: make a mistake, learn from it. Move on. Or you could just spend a lot of time wishing you had a time machine. Because, well, you don't. And also there is no rewind button. So that brings us back to pretty much the same discussion. Aging. The same process. It's irreversible. We are working on delaying it. And then you have a multi-billion dollar industry. And now, even though the pressure of, even though the pressure of having kids, is higher in women that plan on having kids than it is in men, because we're like, well, I can have the kids, at any age. After all, there is no equivalent of menopause in men, at least not to the degree that it is in women. But there is also something to put in mind that it's scientifically proven that the older we get, the more the sperm count also drops. In other words, you are never going to be as fertile as you were in your teens. This is at the peak of human reproduction. And then, you come into 20s, teens, don't do that. Don't do that. Wait until you are the 20s, maybe. Just maybe. And that's a capital maybe. Have you seen the economy? Now, so you have this, multi-billion dollar industry that's built on insecurities of something we don't have control over. And that is called aging. Apart from using a baby foreskins as a way of delaying this process, we have gone beyond that in terms of trying to maintain the youthfulness in terms of physique, and coupled with the external pressure of having of what is considered today as an ideal body shape, especially in women, it's a lot of pressure. To the point where a lot of people are now resorting to surgery. And let me just say, I wasn't shocked to find out that there are statistics that you can just, find with a simple Google search of people that die on an operating table per year. They didn't have anything, any major, life-threatening disease. No, they were just insecure about their looks.
Onda karhandu yako parateza morwe data. Paife ohandimo kuyadi. Nondaka ne data no shoyo o utungara kavahupi. O netuwe kaimwe o kufutarumwe o kuinyengarumwe o kujapandali fio papa ndauka. Onda pumbwa onetiweka oyo haidira dira ya fange omafikwa amwe ohandi streaming omafikwa amwe ohandi popi omafikwa amwe ohandi ningaishe poshika ndoshimwe pamwe na parateza oyinda holora ame haishi pangere osho paumwene dira dira omakota panoni data momkaro wili mwana pareka okutuma koutumaraka okustreaminga nokudenga pamwe na parateza Konga, Parates, Namibia.
Always prepare, Parates.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida, ashikeka peno nweku tete opoewe ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo, iho etike kovano ile koshuwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna ebi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeje pa omarudi dayo loka okone ushe ndife nawa nukumona oijamwiri nawa ninge fata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile konderewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu watatu omafelane Eagle FM the eye
And welcome back to this close to saying home run, pulling heartstrings. And today's topic is one that is we all like to avoid, or more like is considered sensitive in a lot of societies, including Most parts of the country where, you know, most parts of the country that, well, at least I know here in Namibia, asking someone, how old are you, gets you punched in the face, especially if it's a woman. And I've heard a lot, like, when I say a lot, I mean a lot of my lady friends tell me, I'll just be telling people my age as soon as I reach 25, then I'm just 25 forever. I'm like, yeah, sure, you can do that. But then, there's just one problem. Wrinkles begins to pop up. Yeah, I remember last, you know, first time I looked in the mirror and we went like, oh, so we are this old. That's awesome. So, what trajectory have we taken in terms of, you know, in terms of trying to reverse this process? Those with money. Actually, not those with money. That's the most unfortunate part. In a lot of developed countries, including some developing countries, a lot of people are going beyond, ointment in terms of, in terms of trying to look young. Because in other words, we are going to do anything to avoid, looking, looking older. Now, for this, I have, I have a whole somewhat of a sad story to tell. But, we are going to get to that story in a few. Earlier this month, late last month or earlier this month, a Zambian lawyer known as Naomi P. Lula decided to upload one of her picture on her social media platform. I'm not sure which one. And because of her looks is not considered is one that can be considered by a lot of, by many as one that does not meet the ideal beauty standards of today, she was dragged on social media like crazy. Now, her story basically resurfaced after people, People's Magazine featured her and opened up about her experience. According to her, she's been made fun of her whole life. In other words, what are you going to say that I have not heard before? Now that's actually very sad. Because this is someone that uploaded one of her pictures on social media, and she was dragged in the worst way possible you can imagine. And her response was, please tell me something new, because I have heard all of it. That's just brutal. Now, that is something else. Now, a Zambian lawyer named Naomi Pilula made waves on social media for her strong personality. She first caught attention after posting a video about, about one of her favorite face masks, but instead of prices, she got a lot of comments like, is this AI? Is she using a filter? And the harsh reaction exposed her to a very nasty side of the internet, because I read those internets. And anyone that uses social media knows that the comment section is ruthless. I mean, there are memes on social media of the guy that got shot in the US. Memes. That's how brutal the internet can be. So now that means this then is just compounding the problem of the problem of physical appearance. Now, when it comes to physical appearance, when it comes to the appreciation of physical appearance, and this is something that I have pointed out, like 1,000 times. There are very good people in Zimbabwe that actually in 2015 hosted Mr. Ugly. All they just won. Now, this was a beauty contest like you will have Mr. Namibia or Miss Namibia. But this was just tailored for people that are ugly. And when they were asked why they were doing that, they were like, okay, if you can make money on your good looks, then who says you can't make money out of your, out of the looks that's considered, somewhat doesn't meet the beauty standards of society? We're just, making sure that the people that are considered, not good looking can also make money out of it. And people made money out of it. The whole thing, went into an uproar back in 2019 because, well, supporters of of Mr. Ugly, Zimbabwe, and the supporter of the runner up basically ended up in an internet clash where the supporters of the runner up said that Mr. Ugly was not ugly enough to deserve the prize because his ugliness was based on missing teeth, which was not natural beauty. Not natural ugliness. This is something that, believe me, there's a whole BBC article on it. I really wish I was smart enough to make it up. So, it was not ugly enough. But when the organizers, were asked why, momento. When the organizers were asked why they put this event together, their response was simple. We are doing it for the people that are considered not good looking so that they can also monetarily benefit from it, and benefit they did. They started holding it, I think, back in 2008 or 2009, but then something went wrong and they only had a national one back in 2015. But I have not seen the most recent one. Come on, seriously, guys, why do you stop? And Zimbabwe, actually, as far as I know, as far as this record goes, was the only country on this planet to host a Mr. Ugly contest. And people showed up to participate. Shout out to Zimbabwe. Now, putting all that aside, let's get to those of us now that are, that have not accepted our, accepted, the way that we look. And not only are we considered not good looking enough for society, but throw in aging when wrinkles begin to show up, the insecurities just go through the roof. I know a few beautiful people that don't like to be called beautiful. Show off. I'm so getting punched in the face for this. So, the global anti-aging industry. No, we're going to get back to that. Let me just walk you through that said story that I promised. So, thanks to a pressure coming out of mostly a social media, there is now a lot of as soon as people hit the age 23 or more like mostly 25. They begin to become very, very insecure about who they are. And now for that, they are going to all ends to ensure that they look, quote unquote, younger. They look, forever 22 or forever 23. So, dying for a new body. Why so many deaths from plastic surgery? From plastic surgery tourism. This article came out of The Guardian back in 2019. This article features a story of a girl named, Sherilyn. There's a Spanish one or a Dominican one. I can't pronounce that. Now, Sherilyn used to joke with her sister, Kendra, that she was going to be 23 forever. Now, Sherlene, a daughter of a Dominican Republic immigrant, was obsessed with staying young, and by extension, plastic surgery. A co-worker at the Manhattan Clinic, where she was a nurse assistant, would catch her look at a dramatic dramatic before and after the photos of on surgeons on social media pages. So it's basically looking on social media pages, like to look at the surgeons that offer plastic surgery services. And you know, of course, when they upload these pictures, they offer you know, this is how this my client came in, you know, another happy client, this is how they came in, this is how they went, you know, this is how they left happy, and they have this their ideal body type, and if you want one can be offered to you at this price. Now, one day she saw a friend on Instagram post after a procedure by a surgeon called Edgar Contreras, who is based in the Dominican Republic. That is her country of origin. Now, that was it. So she decided, you know what? I need to get me one of this body type that I saw on Instagram. After years of feeling unattractive compared to women who had gluten done, that's one of those surgeries that is actually being done to enhance people's beauty and make them look a few years younger than they than they really are. So if you have a baby face, congratulations, you have a lot of work being cut out by Mother Nature for you. So she decided she was going to do the procedure too. Her friend Tiffany Concha from the Bronx is one of the this is in the US. I've seen the movie The Bronx Tale. Now her friend Tiffany from the Bronx would join her for her own procedure. We were going to become Barbies, as in the doll from the movie. We were going to become Barbies. That's something that Sherlene said in the interview. In the interview with The Guardian. Now, the two friends met and then flew to the Dominican Republic for a liposculpture. That's a procedure during which, that's the part that now, made me go, we go all out. Now, this procedure known as liposculpture is a procedure in which excess fat is removed from the stomach, aka the belly, and the back, and then it's injected in the buttocks. That's your own fat. It's basically taken from the belly because, basically belly fat, which is what is taking a lot of people to the gym. Now, liposculpture is the process where you go to these surgeons that basically practice, practice this type of medicine. I don't even know if you can call it medicine. Where they will, inject, I think, using some very, scary equipments. Yeah, I googled. Me and my curiosity.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katutura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katutura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%. 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. We continue after that short disappearance. This is Pulling Heartstrings with yours truly, Moi. So, back to the story, Concha and Sherilyn and their pursuit of everlasting beauty. Forever young, like Jay-Z puts it. So they flew, the two friends flew to the Dominican Republic, and the procedure during which access, they flew to the Dominican Republic. For the procedure known as liposculpture, a procedure where excess fat is extracted from from a person's belly, and then it's injected in their behind to give them that curvy, curvy Coca-Cola bottle type of don't ask. Now, at 6 a.m. At 6 a.m. on 23 April 2015, the women drove to Clinica Plastica Contreras, aka Contreras Plastic Clinic, a modern office of Arroyo Hondo. That is Arroyo Hondo, one of the most affluent neighborhoods in the country's capital. Yeah, in the country's capital, San Domingo. Now, Sherilyn went into the operating room first. She went in at noon, and hours later, Concha lined up for her turn of the surgery. Now, at 4 in the afternoon, Kendra answered the call from Concha. Now, Concha is Sherilyn's friend. Now, Kendra is Sherilyn's younger sister. It's younger, older. Is Sherilyn's sister. Now, they went in for the operations at six in the morning, and at 4 in the afternoon, a phone was ringing back at home, of which, Kendra picks up Sherilyn's sister. And, that's when the following conversation now ensues. This was a WhatsApp video call, Concha, Sherilyn's sister was, Sherilyn's friend was, was basically calling her sister's friend with somewhat disturbing news. Now, the face was streaked with tears, and Kendra asked, "Are you calling me to say that my sister is dead?" Kendra asked. "You are not calling me to tell me that." But that was exactly what Concha had called to say. Sherilyn died of medical complications on the operating table, where she did not have any complications that required, that were life-threatening for her to require the surgery. But she just went there because she was not, she felt like she was not beautiful enough according to social media beauty standards. Then they now go on to dive in the statistics. I really wish that was enough. No, it didn't. It doesn't. No. Sherilyn is one of the 12 known cases in New York who died from plastic surgery procedures in the Dominican Republic in the last 6 years. Now, more than 700,000 Dominican Republic lives, Dominican Republic Republicans live in New York, creating a natural pipeline between the two places. And it runs more smoothly for those seeking plastic surgery on the Caribbean island. Now, one of those places where these procedures are offered, of course, is Miami is one of these places that's considered where you'll find people with some rather weird, plastic surgery performed on them. Amazing what things that we can do when we have money. Now, the risk of death is not the only problem that comes with these procedures. Now, at this point, you're asking yourself, why would someone leave New York to go to the Dominican Republic? I mean, the U.S. medical industry is state of the art. Their pharmaceutical industry is state of the art. Why not just perform the procedure in the U.S.? Well, this is where the price now plays a role. People do not want to age so bad. They are willing to save up money and then risk their lives going to a country with questionable medical procedural laws and medical practices so that they can be made to look younger. Yeah. That's how much you are scared of aging. Like, it's somewhat very scary. So, the surgery in the Caribbean island, where procedures are far cheaper, that's why, the plastic surgeries in the Caribbean island of Dominican Republic are far cheaper. The average cost of liposuction, aka the suction of the fats and, from the belly, that's one disturbing process, is $5,500. Multiply that with $18, with 18 on average, compared to the 3,500 in the Dominican Republic. Now, in 2018, more than 23,000 plastic surgeries were performed in the Dominican Republic, and more than 18,000 of those were on foreigners. However, like Sherlyn, not all who go there to get work done return home. Yeah. Now, in June, this is one that I think I watched a documentary on this one. In June of 2019, yeah, this was in June of 2019. A New Yorker who had also gone to get lipo sculpture died under the knife at the Dominican Republic operating room. And the doctor who operated on him, now this is the most scary part, because a lot of people are very insecure about how they look. Age tends to make that worse. And then a lot of people now begin to take the direction of, I'm going to do anything so that I can remain young. And now, putting this whole practice now on demand, because it's on demand, that means the prices also goes through the roof. When the prices goes through the roof, that industry becomes a very lucrative one. So then even people that are qualified begin to take the direction of carrying out these procedures. Now, because the lady that died on the operating table in June of 2019 in Dominican Republic, after investigation, they found out that that procedure was carried out by a gynecologist. Not a surgeon, a gynecologist. This is someone whose specialty is female reproductive health, who decided to do cutting people open in the name of beauty as a side hustle. And at the end of the day, literally killed someone. Now, the thing is, anyone that have undergone an operation, any medical procedure, you are required to sign some, you know, what you could actually basically call an indemnity form, where you are basically saying that I consent to going through this procedure, because no medical procedure is 100% is guaranteed, 100% guaranteed. You are basically letting the medical institution off the hook legally. In other words, you'll be signing a bunch of papers that says I'm willingly hopping on this operating table if anything happens to me, not the institution or the operator can be held accountable. Yeah. In the name of beauty, ladies and gentlemen, in the name of beauty. Now, the doctor who operated on him was actually a gynecologist. He had, this is a gynecologist who had a history of negligence. And now, being a negligent gynecologist, I'm not trusting you with my wife. Really? A negligent guy? I mean, that's the worst thing. It's like saying a negligent pilot. A negligent pilot? You're gonna kill a lot of people. Turns out, they're out there. But all these things boils down to regulations. If you don't have strict enough regulations, anything goes. Not only was he a gynecologist, but also a terrible one at that, because in 2015 he faced he was charged for the death of two women, but the charges were dropped due to lack of evidence. And then the list goes on. In July again of 2019, one lady called Medina, a 33-year-old woman, became the second from New York and a third American to die within a month in a Dominican Republic plastic surgery clinic, where she went for what is called a tummy tuck, belly fat basically, which happens as you grow older. There are a few that are, that seems to be defying nature, but. And then there are those of us that are designed to just eat and finish food without worrying about gaining weight. But for a lot of people, weight is one of the biggest physical insecurities when it comes to, when it comes to what is perceived by society as beauty. And all this pressure basically builds up the older you get, to the point where we are now having to do statistics of people that are dying on operating tables, not because of life-threatening conditions, but because of, insecurity coming out of how society defines beauty. That's one scary thing. Now, this then brought to my mind one scary thought. You are a parent and you have a child who is insecure about how they look. How do you go, that have got to be one of the most difficult things to handle as a parent. How do you sit your kids down and explain to them just how horrific society can be sometimes, and things are going to change and you are going to be called names. Talk it out with me. And being in two cents, I'm gonna be terrible at this. You'd say that to your kid, Jesus, man, you suck. I'm just thinking it's one of those things that's very scary, because I also came across a documentary of a family that was mourning one of her kid who also died on the operating table. Guess in pursuit of what? Of beauty standards as set by society. My God, we are brutal with each other. like we are that bad. We want to make it a one size fits all, which is why I brought up the story of the Zambian lawyer, because I'm telling you, for anyone that have seen those video, that video and those comments, we can agree that if it was you and me, we would have deleted that post and then set the cell phone on fire. But she didn't. She just responded with, yes, I'm not the most good looking person on the planet. I know that. Please tell me something I don't know. Thank you. But that post is going to stay there. Now, if you have any more, diabolical comments to write, knock yourself out. And just a few more on the list. Alexandra Medina, 33 year old, became the second New Yorker and the third American to die within a month in the Dominican Republic because of plastic surgery, where she went for a tummy tuck. Of the 12 New Yorkers who died in the Dominican Republic plastic surgery in the last 6 years, all but one underwent multiple surgeries at once. So only one of them went through multiple surgeries. Now, of all the 12 that died, only one went through multiple surgeries. The rest of the 11, those ones just went there for one surgery, just one. And complication, things went south really fast. Now, it seems to me like when it comes to the way that Mother Nature designed you, you really don't want to interfere very much, at least not by cutting it open, because that's when Mother Nature goes like, you know what, I really don't like this. I'm programmed to build you myself. If it breaks, I'm going to fix it. All I just need is you to provide me with the material I need. That's where you should really eat your protein. I know vegetables are not very tasty in comparison to kapana, but you have to eat them from time to time. And by the way, kapana is meat, so that's protein. So, hey, no, I'm blackmailing kapana. Not by a long shot. So, then that brings us to the doctor's part of things now. Dr. Bennett, an Atlanta-based plastic surgeon who describes herself as a safe surgery advocate, started to speak out against botched plastic surgeries abroad on her social media page a few years ago, and after realizing most patients being hurt and killed were women, black women, or people of lower socioeconomic status. Now, Dr. Bennett said the Dominican Republic doesn't adhere to the, doesn't have, basically she was criticizing the country for not having strong enough, surgical procedure or health related, legislations to make sure that gynecologists are not carrying out surgical procedures. In other words, if you are in the medical fraternity, and you are looking for a side hustle, which is on demand and a very lucrative one, just venture into the direction of helping people look younger. Yeah. This whole procedures basically garnered a lot of international attention towards the island nation of Dominican Republic, where the government was basically forced to change their laws because of a lot of international pressure, because basically their health ministry was being dragged, dragged in the mud because of all these statistics that, a lot of people pointing to the direction of their health ministry, or more like how health practice, or more like medical, on how medicine is being practiced in the country. So the pressure mounted so much that at the end of June, the country's health officials passed a new plastic surgery regulation for the country's 56 clinics. This is one of those countries that can, you can fit like five of them in Namibia. So, it's a natural process, aging. And even though we can say, I like it, statistics seems to indicate, there are those that like it, there are those that are good with it, there are those that are proud of it. But by far, the large number of people are not, are still, grappling with the reality of aging. And this is an irreversible process. In other words, there is nothing much we can do apart from delay it. And we have come up with a lot of delaying mechanisms. And some of the delaying mechanisms, especially ones that involves putting someone under a knife on an operating table, are turning out very badly, because most of these surgeries are being done by people that are in their 20s. You have a 23-year-old that's going, "I don't feel like I'm beautiful enough, so I need to go out there and cut it open." So I feel like this is where sitting with elders now, like elders, those ones with gray hair and they're proud of their gray hair, sitting with them so that you can when it comes to traditional wisdom, this is where it comes in handy now. Now, this is adults that have accepted the reality that they are grown. Not those, 50-year-olds that is still out there, chilling with their niece and nephews. Like, I'm 34 and I don't remember last time I did a backflip, because I don't think my back can handle it anymore. Growing up, backflips, that was breakfast, lunch and dinner. Because backflips are usually done with, done on cushions, usually giant mattresses. But when you have Mother Nature's biggest mattress, aka a large body of water, next to your village, well, easy. You can just stand on a rock and then backflip, and then you hope and pray you don't land on your stomach. That's how we plan backflipping. And then I get to the point where, there are things I did in my 20s that I can do now, and I'm pretty sure there are things that I'm doing now that I won't be able to do in my 40s and 50s and so on. So, wrapping it up, because we only have 20 minutes. Take me back to the night we met, the song I referenced earlier, where that featured a lot of of elderly ladies posting pictures of themselves. And the thing I loved the most is they posted these pictures of them and their spouses. And because it's a scientific fact, guys. Women live longer than men. So this, this was mostly being done by men. So they are, by women. So the men are absent, as in passed on. And, a lot of people kept leaving the comments, commenting that, "Oh my God, this is what we're going to look like in 10, 20 years." Yes, that's how. Oh my God, time is the biggest thief of beauty and childhood. Yes. Can we rewind it? No. We don't have that power, unfortunately. Can we delay it? Yes. But there are dangers that comes with these delays. And we have been through, some of the dangers associated, associated with the delaying of aging. And that is by putting someone under a knife. Mostly. Although the surgery, on the other hand, like one that I just explained in excruciating details, those ones are mostly done to achieve a certain body shape. Aging is the one that I pointed out earlier, the way that is actually countered, or more like, slowed down, is with what is known, is it Botox? That you have all these procedures. Not Botox, that's a body part. If you're a human being, you have two. It's not rocket science, it's just simple biology. If you have one, I'm curious. And I have so many questions. Now, moving on. The baby foreskin oil that I pointed out earlier, that's the one that's more often used, and these are high-end celebrity level, really expensive. Now, then let's get to the social media. Social media is a lot of pressure. Like, at this point, we may as well just call it pressure media. Whether you're looking at it from a finance perspective or from a beauty perspective or from, especially those two, beauty and finance, social media is a lot of pressure. A lot. You're just scrolling on social media and you see people that are your age mates or people that are younger than you, living this lifestyle that you can only dream of. Well, here's the thing. Unless you have, parents that started their business by selling sweets that are mined, about a kilometer underground, give yourself some credit, man. You are where you are because you had to work for it. You are not born and raised with a trust fund. You and I don't have the luxury of sitting at home thinking that, dad's business will take care of everything. There's a trust fund somewhere that's, in my name, so everything, it will take care of it. Nope. So, for you and I, grinding is our only option. But even after all that grind, we still look at people that already have it because they are from a privileged financial background. And compare ourselves with them. I mean, that's just being rough, man. That's being rough with ourselves. I'm saying ourselves because, well, I'm just as guilty, of that as anyone else. Now, when it comes to mostly women, it's the looks. Especially, the overinflated behinds. That's the biggest problem everywhere. Now, for a lot of African women, Mother Nature already took care of that. But for a lot of those ones that are now, Mother Nature was not very generous with, they are taking the direction of operations. And sometimes it's not ending well. And now, the pharmaceutical products that are also used in this direction. The aging process has its own advantages. One that I was able to, and one that actually got me laughing my lungs out was that, the longer you use, facial injection, injection type of cosmetic procedures, the more you numb your facial muscles. So it becomes very easy to lie. Now, what do these two have in common? How easy? more often when you are lying, unless you are a psychopath, when you lie, there are a few tales that can be picked up from your facial expression. It turns out, if you have one too many facial, injection procedures, you numb your facial muscles to the point where you can lie with a straight face. Come to think of it, I think we should try that. Should really try that. That's one of those advantages of this whole reversal of beauty standards that I thought I found it very funny. And the moment I found an article on that, I just read through that article. So then I decided to just go on social media and basically search up, some of the examples. And while social media being social media, I found a lot of comical. So I was like, hang on a second. You do these procedures one too many times, you can numb your facial muscles to the point where you can lie with a straight face. We have 13 minutes before I say goodbye, so I have to wrap everything up and wish you all a good night. But before that, let's take a break. And on the other side, we are going to basically package everything in one bucket and wrap it up.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite okoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana konongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo IGL FM otuna ebito da njuka okupitira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendise nawa nokumona oijamwiri nawa ninge fada fanona monika ko IGL FM onora esatime bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile konderewa mura hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu oma filane IGL FM the eye
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. We have 11 minutes to go. So aging is a natural process we don't have control over. We have obviously developed methods of delaying it, but sooner or later, it just reaches a point where we can't do it anymore. I think it was Lil Kim that went viral. Is it Lil Kim or Madonna? One of these two. Went viral earlier this year because I think these are the people that are in their 60s and they are still with the procedures. Having these procedures of, these surgical procedures to look younger than they really are. And then it's like the older you get and you keep carrying out these procedures, you get to the point where you become a whole new person facially, like you become very difficult to recognize. And that garnered a lot of criticism coming out of social media. One of them was Lil Kim, who was there was just a lot of comparison of of the then and now pictures because she looks very unrecognizable because of the procedures. Now, pardon me, these are celebrities, but put in mind they are human beings just like you and me. So what scares us naturally, like aging, just equally scares them. Now aging is a mixture. According to one adult. Now this is in reference to the point I made earlier about let's talk to people that are in their let's sit down and talk with, let's sit with our elderly and have these discussions about them. How does it feel to grow old? Are you not scared? That question was asked to George Carlin after his 80s, after his 80th birthday. He's late now. He was asked that question in one of, one of the interviews. His response is something that I found amazing, that, according to him, when he turned 80, he just looked back on all his life and was like, you know what, right now, I'm just ready to, anything happens, like, in other words, if I die, I'm good with it. Now, that was his point of view on life. And, when you look at it from the African standpoint, for example, it's also has to do with cultural influence, which is why a lot of Africans, especially, let me just say, a lot of Namibians, because of traditional, I think, or maybe a religious influence, we don't like to write wills. I'm not saying you're gonna die tonight. Please don't. Continue listening, because topics of something we can't control is considered a taboo, but that's not going to make it disappear. It doesn't. The first emperor to unite Greater China is Qin Shi Huang. I keep mispronouncing that guy's name. He was so obsessed with living forever, he basically took an entire army to send them to find an elixir of life, aka a type of medical, call it a life potion, that will, if you drink it, you live forever. Well, now, this was an emperor, not a democratically elected leader. In other words, emperors are just low-key dictators. Basically a medieval way of saying dictator. So, I'm sorry, I don't have an answer to your question. It's not something you want to tell guys like that. That's how you literally end up with your head on the chopping block. So now, as you can imagine, a lot of doctors that surrounded this guy did not want to tell him, but your highness, growing old is natural. We live, we die. It happens. And it's going to happen to all of us. Now, you can't tell that to someone, to an emperor that want to live forever. So they kept lying to homeboy big time. The irony is, for someone that wanted to live forever, his doctor started giving him mercury. Mercury is poisonous. It was mercury that, killed him. He wanted to live forever. He was given poison and died sooner. Don't drink and drive. Translation: don't die sooner. Live longer. But learning to appreciate who you are. Before you even get to what we have, learning to appreciate who you are. Like physically, just who you are. Just you. Learning to appreciate who you are. I think that's that's the biggest struggle. That's something that we all struggle with. And the irony is, everyone wants to be somebody else. No one wants to be themselves. No. Minus that Zambian lawyer. Like, she's just proud of who she is. The rest of us, I want to be like that person. That person also wants to be like somebody else. That person also wants to be like the other person. And that person wants to be like someone who is in a magazine. Now, here's something that I learned a couple of years ago. In the magazine world, there's something called airbrushing. In other words, Not a single person in the picture that you are seeing on the magazine looks exactly like that. Those pictures are taken with some of the highest resolution cameras, and then they add on. Now, in other words, replace that with with filters today. A lot of people that we see on social media, that's not how they look like in real life. That's social media. But these are the standards we are measuring ourselves against, which is being very brutal with yourself. Wanting to look like a non-existent character is just being brutal with yourself. You are losing sleep over someone that doesn't exist. You want to look like someone that doesn't exist. And something I also came to realize that the most insecure people about their looks are those ones in the beauty industry. Most modelers are insanely insecure about their looks. But these are the people that a lot of people look up to as, you know, in society's, Elizabeth's language, creme de la creme, when it comes to what is, accepted as the ideal beauty figures. Don't eat that. You will gain 1 kg. Who cares? Eat that food. Like if there is Kapana out there, I don't care how many kgs I'm weighing. I don't care how many kgs I'm gaining. Oh, I'm eating. I'm eating. All right. Are you kidding? So, one elder came out and then just decided to sit with the guardians to basically explain to them that aging is a mixture of gains and losses, and why we shouldn't fear getting old. Let's wrap it up now, shall we? A study of 2,000 women conducted by Superdrug in 2012 found that women start to worry about the signs of aging at 29. That's when it becomes, okay, what am I doing with my life? And by the way, if you ask yourself that question, it's not just you. We have all been there. If you're a teenager, you're going to get there yet. Don't worry. Relax. Just give it time. It's a natural process that's irreversible. You're going to get there. You're going to get there. So, aging then is something that is, aging is something that should be looked at. It's, we have basically turned something that should be looked at as a blessing, which is why we celebrate our birthdays in the first place. I'm this old. I've lived this long. I've had good days. And I have had bad days. But I appreciate how far I've come. We don't look at it like that. We just look at it like, oh my God, I'm going to die now. People die in infancy. So be thankful. People die in high school. Be thankful. People die at a very young age, which is totally unfair. But that's one very painful thing now, isn't it? We don't have control over it. The best we can do is learn to basically deal with it. Because control, not much. And I really like what we have done with the cosmetic industry. It's a multi-trillion in Namibian dollars worldwide industry because it basically preys on society's insecurities and